Basically, we're expecting several days of very warm, humid weather, heat indices over 100 degrees.
If you'd like to work on an active paleontological dig site, but you're not fond of heat and you're looking for creature comforts, the Mammoth site is the place to go.
I mean, I've dug in Thailand, in Cambodia, at the top of a hill in central Rome.
That's former field archaeologist Elizabeth Storms.
So to have air conditioning and a building and the ability to have flush toilets nearby, it's absolutely luxurious.
But paleontological luxury isn't the only reason Storms has been digging at the Mammoth site since 2012 as part of the excavation and preservation program.
I love it. I love to dig, but the people here, it's very much like a family.
Director Jim Mead says the program, staffed with volunteers, has been offered at the Mammoth site for decades.
What it is a way to get people who have other lives. They might be retired, they might be who knows what kind of discipline that they were in, but now they want to spend a couple weeks a year doing something totally different and looking at paleontology. So we're available for that. And the neat thing is, we don't care what your background is, we don't care what training you've had or haven't had, you'll get it here. It's on-the-job training.
You may even get the opportunity to discover something and get your name in the scientific record books, just like Ruth Klemmer.
In 2009, on the last day of the dig, I found a skull. And I don't even like to garden. So my last name being Klemmer.
The new mammoth was christened Clem. The retired auditor isn't claiming to be a bone magnet, but says she's already found 11 ribs this year. Both she and Elizabeth Storms plan to continue digging for more, year after year. South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.